Because y'all got false narratives out there, and y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allselves. All the stuff that y'all did to get people to come to our community, to just diss and down our community, shame on y'all.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about how the walls are closing in on the corrupt super mayor, Tiffany A. Henyard. And honestly, I'm a bit heartbroken about this because this story has been so good, so enjoyable, so much fun to laugh at. But the fact of the matter is, this level of fraud and corruption can only go on for so long. And while there are reports recently of the FBI raiding the village hall, today what we want to talk about is the first step in this process, what I believe to be one of the truest signs that it's all going to crumble in, and that's the fact that Freeman, Tiffany A. Henyard's right-hand man, her lieutenant, and alleged boyfriend by a lot of different people, has been indicted for bankruptcy fraud, which, by the way, I believe in one of the village meetings, one of the constituents actually called him out for. But for me, this is an obvious sign that the walls are closing in, and possibly they are looking to flip people on the super mayor in order to bring her down in a blaze of glory. Now we're going to get into it, but before we do, I want to thank everybody signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th of this year, I will be in Austin, Texas at MindsFest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
As WGN investigates, was first to report today, a top aide to Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard has been indicted for bankruptcy fraud. It comes amid ongoing questions about Henyard's spending and leadership.
So as WGN, the local affiliate over in Chicago, reports, who, by the way, they've been on this story covering it from the jump, since before any of us were interested, there has been an indictment of Keith Freeman, Tiffany Henyard's right-hand man, and more importantly, the money man, the man who handles the finances of the village and of the Thornton Township, for a personal bankruptcy fraud. Now you might be thinking, look, why are they going after him for this?
And legal experts say it could be the first sign that the feds are trying to get people to share what they know about potential government corruption in the South Suburbs.
And the answer to that question could be twofold. First and foremost, if what is alleged in this indictment is in fact true, and by the way, some of it is pretty damning because he's saying that he's not receiving a salary for a position that we can all 100% see him in next to Tiffany A. Henyard repeatedly in the village of Dalton, and his salary is publicly available in the village of Dalton, then obviously he committed this bankruptcy fraud. But number two, if you get him on this, then chances are you would be able to get Tiffany Henyard's money man to flip on the super mayor, and that could lead to serious criminal charges against the corrupt super mayor. But let's get into this. Let's talk about this. Let's show you what the local news is highlighting, but then we'll actually go to the indictment ourselves and go over the different various things that he's accused of.
Let's be smarter than that. This is not just The Price is Right.
Despite sitting next to Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard at countless meetings, the feds allege Keith Freeman not only failed to report his income from the village, he actively lied about it. Freeman is Henyard's top aide in both Dalton and Thornton Township. As part of a personal bankruptcy case, he was required to report his earnings. But this indictment on one count of bankruptcy fraud says Freeman falsely stated he only worked for the township and made just over $99,000 last year. Prosecutors say he tried to hide his Dalton earnings via a pass-through company, which brought his income to $195,000 last year.
Okay, so let's get this 100% straight for those of you out there in the audience. So when you file for personal bankruptcy, one of the things that happens is all these different various cases against you, all these different collection actions, end up getting paused pending the adjudication of that bankruptcy. However, in good faith, you are supposed to report your income and all that so that the judge can actually assess what is to be paid, what is to be discharged, and all of that. So obviously, if you're making lower income, what you're going to actually have to pay to your creditors is going to go down. And this is why you can understand the potential for fraud here. And just like reported by WGN, and as is in the indictment, it appears that Freeman, even though he is sitting next to Henyard in all of the village of Dalton and Thornton Township meetings, only reported income for the Thornton Township and not these other positions.
They further allege the village of Robbins has a claim against Freeman for more than $90,000 he took without authorization from a previous post he held as village administrator there.
Now, like I said, this is crucial because his lower reported income is going to lead to his creditors potentially getting ripped off, and we can all see him sitting next to Henyard at all these meetings. On top of that, I just want to point something out for you guys in the audience. So Freeman is the number two in the village of Dalton, and reportedly, according to this indictment, according to the WGN report, according to public records, he makes about $100,000 in that number two position. But Tiffany A. Henyard actually only makes around $50,000 as the mayor of Dalton. Now, in terms of her position in Thornton Township, she makes almost $250,000 there. That's where the bulk of her salary actually comes from. But isn't it a little bit interesting or a little bit curious that the number two position, the assistant to the mayor, the number one assistant, advisor, whatever you want to call it, to the mayor makes double what the mayor makes, especially when you factor in that the village of Dalton has an average income of $25,000. But that being said, this is about to get a lot worse, because the way that this guy lied on his bankruptcy form, because, you know, you could lie a little bit on your form, or you could tell a gigantic lie, is absolutely epic and definitely in the gigantic lie category.
This is long coming. If a person can lie on their own financials, what do you think they're doing for the village?
Nobody is untouchable. That's what I want to say. Nobody is untouchable. So if this is just the first domino to all of them falling, let it happen.
Now that you have the trustees that are celebrating the fact that this might be the first domino to fall, and I have to be perfectly honest with you guys out there in the audience, I'm in agreement. I think that the reason that they're charging this person, other than the fact that there is appearing to be overwhelming evidence against him, is because they're looking to get the mayor. They're looking to bring this whole system down, and all of the trustees are aware of this. And remember, the FBI had already been meeting with these different people, having conversations with them, so they're trying to get at the heart of the matter. And the fact of the matter is, Keith Freeman is the finance guy. This is the person that Henyard ends up putting in charge of this on the paperwork, so that she doesn't get caught up in all the crazy spending that she's engaged in.
Dude, Jay Bradley, how you doing?
Freeman is a key player in our reporting on Tiffany Henyard because of how many roles he plays for her. In addition to the Dalton and Township jobs, Freeman also, for a time, was the registered agent of the Tiffany Henyard Cares Foundation.
But there's no foundation in the state of Illinois moving like we move, shaking, moving like we going. Right.
While Henyard's namesake charity claims to help cancer patients, WGN Investigates has reported it received most of its early money from taxpayers and has failed to file required paperwork showing how it spends its money.
Now again, WGN doing an absolutely killer job right here. They're telling you that not only is Keith Freeman her number two in Thornton Township, her number two in the village of Dalton, but he's also the registered agent of the Tiffany Henyard Cares Foundation. And you guys will remember this foundation because it's the same one that Roland Martin, in his infinite stupidity, was convinced by Tiffany Henyard she had nothing to do with, despite the fact that she's in the videos promoting it, her face is all over it, and of course, all of the videos promoting it appear on the Thornton Township YouTube channel, and of course, that their initial contribution was from the Thornton Township. She voted for her own organization that, wink wink, is not under her, it's just under Keith Freeman, who she doesn't know. I mean, he's her right-hand man in two different government positions, and they might actually be dating, to give them $10,000. But Roland Martin might believe this, but guess what? The FBI definitely does not, and the local affiliate definitely does not.
How come you don't respond to my emails?
There you go. There you go. That's all you're getting from me. That's all you're getting from me today.
How come the charity hasn't filed its financial disclosures about how money was spent?
How would I know that? That's a good question, though.
I mean, you have to absolutely laugh at this. This guy is listed as the registered agent for this organization. He's the right-hand man for Henyard in all these different regards. And he just answers, how would I know that? How would I be aware of that? I mean, I incorporated this foundation. I'm the one who set it up the day that we got this $10,000 contribution. But you expect me to know the answer to the basic question that me being in the position that I'm at this organization definitely should know? That's ridiculous. Gives him a nice pat on the shoulder and pieces out, because this guy was never expecting to be held accountable, which is why the accountability tastes so good in this particular story. So to give you an idea of how fraudulent Freeman was, let's just go over some of the basics of this. So in terms of total assets, he actually reported, and this is because he was hiding money in all these different various accounts that were company accounts, corporations, and all that, that he had about $5,200 total in terms of assets. But the lying didn't stop there, because he actually only reported that he had about $174,000 owed to creditors, but that's actually an underreport, because if you guys will remember from the local news segment, and it is in the indictment, you had the Village of Robbins saying that he collected about $90,000 in terms of unauthorized payments. And technically, because the Village of Robbins wants that money back, that actually should be added on to the $174,000. Now, you guys can understand that if they're going to assess your ability to pay in a bankruptcy court, and what's going to be paid, that when you're claiming $5,200 against $174,000, obviously a huge portion of the creditors of that $174,000 are going to be completely screwed over. But then we come to find out that it actually should be around $260,000, but apparently what he didn't want to happen was for the Village of Robbins to get in on this personal bankruptcy case to try to get their money. Because remember, they're also claiming that he took unauthorized salary from them, which should actually boost up his income.
They further allege the Village of Robbins has a claim against Freeman for more than $90,000 he took without authorization from a previous post he held as village administrator there,
above what he is actually reporting. So it's kind of like he lied on both sides of the ledger right here. But things actually get even more sketchy. So it says right here, Freeman falsely represented that his only employment was as the municipality manager of Thornton Township, when he knew he was also the village administrator for the Village of Dalton. Again, we can all see him right next to her in the Village of Dalton meetings. We can all see him as her right-hand person, and his salary is public, but he still allegedly, according to this indictment, reported that he had an income of $7,167 per month, when in reality, his income was closer to $15,000, because again, he was making that additional money as the village administrator for Dalton, despite the fact that he was claiming that he didn't actually work there. Now, what's absolutely amazing about this is that Freeman actually is claiming, when you take out that $100,000 that he makes from the Village of Dalton, where we all know he works for, his salary is public record there, that his net income after taxes, after all the expenses that he has to pay, is $94.72. $94.72. That's all the money that he has to cover these debts, $94.72. Not even $95, not even $100. $94.72. The fact that this man put $94.72 on a bankruptcy form that he swore to under penalty of perjury just goes to show you how out of hand these people actually are, how crazy these people actually are, and how emboldened they've become by their positions of power. They say absolute power corrupts absolutely. This, to me, is the biggest proof positive of that. He thought he was going to get away with it. Now look, to be 100% clear, even though I think what's going on in the Village of Dalton is obviously corrupt, as I've reported on it multiple times on this channel, and I think what's going on in Thornton Township is equally as nasty and horrible, if he were off by a couple $1,000s, I would tell you, you know what? You're supposed to report to a bankruptcy to the best of your ability, and the fact of the matter is, I would think that they're going after him as a proxy for getting him to flip on Hanyard, and I would say that that's completely unjustified. But the thing is, we're not off by $1,000 or $2,000. This isn't within the normal range that somebody would estimate their income, and maybe they got a pay increase over here, or they had an additional source that they didn't think about. This is off by a huge scale. This is off by, in some cases, over $100,000. Let me get into this part of the indictment. So Freeman, for the year 2022, represented his gross income, which is before taxes, at $45,186, when he knew that his gross income from his employment as both the municipality manager of Thornton Township and the Village of Dalton administrator, combined with consulting fees from a company, was approximately $140,000. Freeman falsely reported that for the calendar year of 2023, he had only $99,000 in income, but of course, with the Village of Dalton salary, it was approximately $195,000. Now, he also apparently said that his only business was Keith Freeman LLC, even though that Freeman knew that he owned Government Staffing Advisors, Inc. Now, look, again, I just want to say, this indictment is technically an indictment. So, again, everything is alleged. Mr. Freeman, as of right now, is still a free man. Yes, I just made that joke. Yes, that's at the level that we're operating at right now. But to be clear, they're saying that he owned corporations, multiple, and then he said he only owned one. That should be pretty easy to prove. They said that he was in control of a bank account that he claimed he had nothing to do with. And again, that should be easy to approve. On top of that, he's claiming $45,000 in income in a year where he made $140,000 in income. And these are from government positions. Now, the feds can prove that you make this income from private positions, to be clear about that. But your government salaries are a matter of public record. That's how they know what Tiffany Henyard makes, if you remember that video. And then he claimed he only made $99,000 and he only worked at Thornton Township when he was making an additional $100K from the village of Dalton as an advisor. We can see him on video in that position. And again, his salary is public. So even though it's alleged, this is pretty damn near close to being signed, sealed, and delivered for Mr. Freeman. So we can expect to potentially see this money man right here for her, who, by the way, of course, is going through a personal bankruptcy and, of course, is trying to defraud the bankruptcy court, turning on Henyard, revealing where the bodies are buried, and this will ultimately end up bringing down the super mayor. Now, of course, if you guys want a little bit of a more understanding of how close he is to Tiffany Henyard, obviously there are the allegations, or allizations, as Tiffany Henyard says, that he is in fact her boyfriend, but you can look at the trips and whatnot that they were going on and realize that he was there on almost all of them.
For months, WGN Investigates has reported on questionable conduct on Henyard's watch, including unexplained travel, including first-class airfare and fine dining on the taxpayer's dime. Credit card statements show Freeman was on many of the trips, including one to Las Vegas, where another Henyard aide now claims a Dalton trustee sexually assaulted her. Others accuse Henyard of using Freeman and other government employees to retaliate against her opponents. Court watchers say the feds could use the bankruptcy charge against Freeman to get him to cooperate in other investigations.
When the feds are looking at a larger scheme or relationship, oftentimes what they have to do is go for people who are below or the lower part of the food chain, get them for something, charge them with something, because that's the leverage they need to be able to sit down with that person and say, now, if you help us, life might be good for you. If you don't help us, you're in a lot of trouble. Now, what do you want to do?
So yeah, what we're seeing is the beginning of the end for Tiffany A. Henyard. All of this smoke has finally led the fire department to say, hey, there's a fire over there, and I'm here to see it, although I will miss the super mayor. I will genuinely, in a lot of different ways, want her to stick around because I love this woman. She's done so much for this channel. She's done so much for me personally. Even though she's stealing from these people and I feel horrible from them, that has generated so much income for me. I just don't want to let her go. I want to hold on forever. Please, for the love of God, can we have a public televised trial where Tiffany A. Henyard represents herself, or at least testifies? Something for all of us. But you know what? That's really all I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching. As usual, if you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on the social media, support me with the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the absolute madness going on in Dalton. Till next time.